Begin the current daf Masechta Shoshana Davav. Begin on the base. Begin the Tzemach Masla. Begin with the Gemara. Show you chayil about teres. Where how's it possible that the Bal Tach Yivayla Mitzvah say after one Yom Tov how they bring him tzokis? Oh, that it was he was a chayil in a teres. What's he? So Tzemach explains that that's going on the carbon. That the carbon was a chayil in Shavuos. The pasul krava where that's invalidated to have sacrifices. So that's why you couldn't bring it on Shavuos. And it's not your fault. If the carbon is old or sick or smelly, sweaty, that those are invalidations. And in Perikol Yisurim, in the Gemara, Tumor Dav Chof Chasim Beis, Darshinli, it's expounded from a source. In fact, it says the Pasim, Min Hatzoy, Min Ekvas, Min Eizim, which excludes these three from the words Min. Void Ksim Sotu, it says the Pasim Malachi, Ki Sagishu Pisech B'chayla Ein Ra. Well, it's not going to be bad that if you're going to bring a carbon that's limping or ill. So again, therefore, they couldn't bring it on Shavuos. So next day's master begins with the words like Echad B'chayv Echad Kala Kodshim. Whether it be a B'chayr or all Kodshim, the past year or the Shalosh Regalim, and it's Oiva Bal Ta'ach. So Tais is explaining, so L'achid Nakan B'chayr, why are you picking specific B'chayr, but it's all Kodshim? Because Iker Shana, the primary idea of that it has to be within the year, is the B'chayr Ksiv is written by B'chayr, like it says in Devarim Tez Vav, that's called B'chayr Shiyibalid, where it says it's Shana B'shana, has to be in the year. So this teaches that the firstborn animal has to be eaten all its first year. Says you should eat it every single year. All of the kachim are from kol to include all the other ones. But again, that's why we specifically mention that of b'chayr. Kedim next says master begin with the words thing. We understand that you could have shal shugam without the year. That makes sense because shal shugam is less than a whole year. Kagoyin the actor shei erev pesach. For example, if let's say you sanctified on erev pesach, erev pesach shuvat sukkot. Kach apirish. And this, and what does it mean? Hanichel mandam the baikis idron that it makes sense according to the one that needs it in the proper order. Meshkach is a kagun akter shebasach agamatzis. If you did it after the emptah of a pesach, we now you're going to have a year without having shalosh regalim. Ketuv next day's master begin words the gemara shundle regalim hechem meshkach. So how could you have a year without the shalosh regalim? So Tais explains that the gemara is asking that according to the one that holds your ebal ta'ache, even if it's like a zidron, so it's any three yom tayvim, and that's going to be obviously less than a year. So Tais explains why, because the ibak the shabbat echadeka, because if you would say that it's somewhat we sanctified in the yom tov itself, the chimat yeshatak, that when it's reached a year, akate like a shalosh regalim, we still didn't do a shalosh regalim, the shleimim be'inim kidal el. So it says Tais, and the reason for that is because you need to have the full shalosh regalim to, like we said in the afhema days, and here we're talking about we sanctified in the Yom Tov itself. So wait a second. So you have a year, but you didn't have Shalosh Regalim because it didn't go through the whole, the first Yom Tov because you marked this in the middle of the Yom Tov. So the Tais says, no, it's not true because Hachanam Yikab Regalim Shalem, you would have three full Yom Tov. You know why? Because the Slip Regalim, the Shtakit, because the end of the first Yom Tov that when you were marked this in the middle of that whole Moed, let's say, from the previous year, is Mitzdarf, because Regal Hashtag combines with the beginning of Yom Tov this year. So when you're getting the year, you already have three Yom Tov Mosul. Bisham Mifarish, Nisham explains, that tifta you could explain kagan akdashay kashay mechusis man bePesach. That if let's say you were makdashit that when it was by Pesach time it was within 8 days of when it was born, so it's mechusis man, you couldn't bring it as a carbon, and hence that you can't count it as the shalosh regalim. So it's going to be a year without the shalosh regalim. So it's tesel however lekamani mashbekin, but later on in our Gemara it doesn't sound like this to say that you counted a year that. If it wasn't Roy Lakrava, it was within the 8 days, because the Amina, we say, in we don't count the year of the first one until the time when it's fit to be accepted, which is only after 8 days. So therefore, you can't say that as such a pshat, as the way Yerushalmi says it. To the next test, Master, begin with the Gemara Mishnah, Rebbe, Meshkach, Lebashonu, best one, Sinek, and Rebbe, that you could have this case in a leap year, where then you're going to have a Shonu, without Rugalim, because according to Rebbe, and you have 365 days, and you don't count the leap year. Now explains Tesis that how's a shayach shonu b'loy regalim according to two other opinions that of Remeah and Rebbe Ben Yaakov. He says Remeah don't allow b'regalach according to him that he says about tachas with one yom to Rebbe Elazar Ben Yaakov number says shnei regalim says two yom teivim says limishkach so you're not going to have a shana without regalim because all you need is one or two yom teivim. Only like we had said before, if it's sick on Yom Tov, then you're not obligated, so you're not chayv for the shalosh regalim, but it's going to be a year. But then the truth is that we could have given the same answer for Rebbe Rabbanan. You give shalosh regalim, for example, there was a chayv by regalim, but it's still going to be a year. To make Tais Master, the beginning of the Gemara could give kamini mesachama, like the amount of days that there are in the solar year. which that's what Rebbe explains, is the Shana by Bate Erechaima. Pesach and Rashi explains that the same thing is for Rebbe, by all the times that it took about years, it means that the reason is Yalfin Mitmim the Bate Erechaima. We learned enough from Tmima by the houses of a walled city, and the Gizah Basu, the Erechaima, Blaman Alvam, the Beis, that it says Tmima to say that it has to be a full 365 days, and that's what we learn out to everywhere else. Next says Matzah, with the words of Gemara, Basach HaGamatzis, that according to Rebbe, that you could have a Shonah Leder Golem, because since according to Rebbe, whether it's a leap year or not, after 365 days, considered as the year passed. So if so, you could have, that if let's say it's Makdash after Pesach, and it's a leap year, so when it comes to the end of Adar Sheni, it's a year, but it's not Shonah Leder Golem yet. So this explains this that we're saying that you maktish it basar chagamatzis is love davka, not so precise. The rodim b'teich chagamatz, same thing as if it would have been maktish during the yom tov pesach too. Because mukhla, like we said before, because the kuli regal ba, you need to have the whole yom to ben. If you don't, it wouldn't be counted as the first of the shalosh regalim. So it doesn't have to be mamish after pesach. It could even be during pesach that you would have this case according to Rabbi. Continuing next taste the master, begin the words of the gemara. Yerush mam bal ta'ach. What's halacha with a yerush regarding the laws of violating bal ta'ach? That was the Gemara's question. Chase explains that, yeah, because the Yerush Chayv Lehevi, because he has an obligation to bring his father's carbon. This kid, Nam Selskin, like when Mr. Selskin Perik Bez Mr. Hay, Meisel Bekamaduchti, it's actually brought many places that for Isha Shavir Chatoso Mesa, if a woman brings, you led this way, as an obligation to have a Chatz Oila, and she brings her Chatz, and she dies, then bring her Oila, that Yavir Yerush my Lassa, that, yeah, that the Yerush has to bring her carbon Oila. So, as we find that there is obligation for the Yerushim to bring the Karbanos. Mashm perikam of the Kedushin, that's like from the first perikam of the Kedushin of Yigimon Beis. Tilman do ama shibuti lav deraisa, if you hold shibut, is not biblical, so her assets are not mishubit, only herself. So why is it that the Yerushim have to actually bring her oila? So according to the Amadam, it's kishafish mechem, we're talking about where she already separated the oila when she was still alive. According to one that says shibut is deraisa, it would be, even if she wasn't mafresh, when she's still alive. Again, it's just that we see that there is this concept of being chayv to bring in questions about the acha. And Basif Yesh Bechar, in Bechar Zavna Nava, is not me Amma. The Gemara also says with the Malahan, Yesh Chayim Ba'ila, Sriya, Shalabian, just like Yesh Ma'a obligated. Again, so therefore that's the pretext for the Gemara's question. They have the chayv to bring it to the Yesh of the Issa of Al-Ta'acha. Next test last to begin with the Gemara Halasa Briya. What do you mean? But the woman, how could she be chayav ta'acha? She doesn't even have a chiv of uvasa shama of having Briya by regal. And which Tesla says, v'huad din zaken v'chayla. The truth is, also an elderly person, a sick person, mishin lekarka, doesn't have land, v'chal pertum and Briya. Really, the question could have been asked, all these individuals who are exempt from Briya, same thing is, that maybe they weren't in a bal ta'acha. Next test last to begin with the words of the Gemara, they hear Isa besimcha. That, what do you mean? But she does have a chiv of simcha, and that alone should make her chayv bal ta'achar, which Tais explains why. Because now you have that she should come there and bring it there. Once you have to come, then you have to bring. To begin with, the Gemara isha bayil masamcha. A woman, her husband has an obligation to be masamecha, and therefore, how could a bayil have said that she's chayv and simcha? It's not her obligation, it's her husband's obligation, which Pesach Rashi explains. Meaning with bavol, it's with begadim tzevayim, it's with colorful garments, it's with tzol, it's with klei pishtan amgoatzin, it's with fine linen, pressed garments, kedis begadushin, like the merz begadushin of lamadal and base. Now, the kasha bein tam. So again, it's not that she has a chayv and shalmi simcha that she would have to come up to Yerushalayim for that, and once she's did, after bring her karbanos. Could be with other things. Now, the kasha bein tam has a difficulty, because the hanimili, when do we say this, that the husband makes her happy with these colorful garments, that's bizman hazeh, in today's times. Ava bizman jebez amidush came when the bizman was still around, and simchal elabasa, the whole simch was only with me. I'm a b'avri p'sak, like Moses, and p'sak, and I've got tesm and aleph. Void me in prayer, come in the chigig, you say in the first prayer, chigig, that's one b'naf, I must need, not a mission, days of cotton. What's considered a child, that the father's part of from being mechanachim with re'iya, for the regal. Koshe and yoch, alechaz b'yod b'shal avim, and if he's too small to even hold on to his father's hand, lalas mishlam harabais, to walk up mishlam to harabais. Whereas, it sounds like when he came to Yerushalayim, he just can't walk up from mishlam to harabais. Where, ad hoch man asiyah, then the Gemara says, what do you mean, tell Yerushalayim who brought him if he's so young? Trying the Gemara answers, Adocha Mechayev Imei V'Simcha. Up until here, his mother burned Yerushalayim because his mother's obligated in Simcha. So he says, Mashma, sounds like she's Kugel Alis, that she does have to make Aliyah, Mishum Shami Simcha, because there's Shami Simcha, and that's why she's there. So how could you say that Baal Masamcha is a colorful garments? That's Basman Azen, not in terms of Basin English. Pasha Ben Tam explains, Baal Masamcha, what does it mean a husband makes her happy? Shechiva Baal of Aloy Leo, it means to say, not because it's not in the Shami Simcha, but rather with colorful garments. It just means it's his obligation and not on her. Even if she has to come and have the meat, but that's not her obligation. If it's not Vasa Shama to be Mechaiva. Now, based on this, Vodikam Bechagiga, the Mechaiva, Ime, Mishum. This is what we're saying Chagiga that, what do you mean? That the mother is obligated in Simcha, and that's how the child got to Yerushalayim. It doesn't mean it's her own obligation. It means Mishum Baal because of her husband who has to be Sameachar, but it's not from her own individual Chiv. Now, Tosa adds on, he says that even though we brought that Bisman Zed the Simcha is with colorful garments, but however, Ashkacha mipsach bergeil dvarim davayinam rav da'afil bismanja bezengishkayin. Even when the bismanja was around, heichad le'evsha, where it's not possible to go ahead and the husband to be misamecha or to come mishlamim, that misamcha b'ksus niki b'yayin yoshin, he would make her happy with clean clothing and old wine. K'gayin, for example, heichad lechal yomtiv rishon shalchag, where let's say the first day of yomtiv is lis b'shabes, the bein zvicha b'shas simcha, where you can't bring Shalom Simcha anywhere because the slaughtering has to be a time of Simcha on Yom Tov itself. And you can't because that's not something that's Deicha Yom, that's not Deicha Shabbos. So there anyway, we see that the Simcha is going to be with other things, and that's what a husband would do for the wife in general if he cannot do Shalom Simcha, and therefore wouldn't be specifically, even Bezman Tavis Amidosh, in the Shalom Simcha, and that would even be then with the clothing and old wine.